Well, it's 24 hours later, Jay McFarland. Are you still a little bit nervous about nuclear war?
Yes.
Really? It's been 24 hours since the president made his speech about fire and fury like the world has never seen. It's been less than 24 hours since North Korea threatened an attack against Guam.
Which we said would happen as I left the air yesterday. I said in a matter of hours.
And it was.
Yes.
A matter of about 2 hours from that. In Guam, this military veteran says, nervous? Nah.
They could launch a missile at us and it could wipe us out. Am I scared? No. I mean, I've lived a good life, but it's whatever.
Is it whatever?
Is that the standard we're living now?
Is it whatever, though, really?
ABC, if it's over today or
wait,
tomorrow.
Jay, we have ABC's Alex Stone with us. He's been working on a story about preparations for an attack. Alex, where have you been focusing your attention?
Hey, guys. Well, really two different areas. One, Hawaii, and they are taking some pretty serious preps now that are underway. And San Francisco, where the Office of Emergency Management there says, yeah, they're reviewing their emergency plans, but all they can really tell folks in San Francisco is if they're prepared for an earthquake, which they've been telling people forever that they should be prepared for an earthquake, that then they're going to be prepared for whatever could potentially but unlikely happen from North Korea. In San Francisco, they say they're more worried about a dirty bomb from terrorists than they are about a nuclear weapon coming in from North Korea. But in Hawaii, even though they say it's unlikely that they would have to deal with an attack, they're definitely ramping things up. They have started a campaign now telling tourists who are coming in, the campaign is going to say, get inside, and stay tuned. If there is some kind of an attack coming in, this campaign about to kick off. They're also in November going to start testing a warning siren just for nuclear attacks, and it will be it'll sound different than a tsunami siren. It'll be a wailing sound followed by another siren. That other siren will only play if it's an active, real threat coming in, but they will test on the first workday of every month that wailing siren to tell folks that they're
great.
Prepared to let them hear it for a nuclear attack.
The wailing. Now, I lived in Hawaii for 4 years, and I can tell you that when there's a tsunami warning, everyone runs to the beaches to catch good waves. I just don't know how these warning systems will be responded to.
Yeah, nobody knows yet, because this isn't going to, they're not going to start the warning sirens until November. The state says what it's working on right now is a worst case scenario, a 15 kiloton nuclear weapon detonated 1,000 feet above Honolulu. So the fallout would be all over the city.
The whole island.
What exactly do you do when however many megaton nuclear bomb explodes 1,000 feet over you?
Yeah, they say all you can do is get inside, and they hope that you can find a basement, something that not a lot of folks in Hawaii.
No, no basements.
Very few in California have. But a reinforced building away from the windows. They say shelter in place. Evacuations would come afterwards. Now, they are telling folks in Hawaii to have food supplies now instead of 6 to 7 days, what they had been saying, up to 14 days, because that's when most of the fallout would be out of the air, and then they think rescue teams could be coming in from the mainland. But they say that they are taking it seriously. They think it's unlikely. By the way, when you land in Hawaii now, you're going to, on your cell phone, when you turn it on, get a welcome to Hawaii message with a link to information about what to do in case of a nuclear attack.
Oh, great.
Tourism folks are not too happy about that. They say that they feel like this is going way overboard and going to hurt tourists.
I mean, we're not laughing, but what do they tell you? Where to buy duct tape?
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing. Take shelter and, you know, try to find a place, and here's what the wailing siren sounds like, and here's when it will be tested. But, you know, they say try to get inside a building and don't look at the flash, because the flash can hurt you.
ABC's Alex Stone. They're trying to take this seriously in Hawaii.
The flash can hurt you.
Well. Masters of understatement,
yeah,
I guess.
And why are we talking about this today?
Because of yesterday.
Mm.